hearing an example of a tenor battle. Two jazz tenor sax players going head to head, taking turns trying to one-up the other. This one is John Coltrane challenging Sonny Rollins on a tune whose name sums up the spirit of the competition, Tenor Madness. Battles like these were a mainstay of jazz clubs in the 1950s. Virtuosity had become a key part of the style. This is especially true for the tenor saxophone, the jazz instrument which most closely matches the sound and range of the male human voice. Since it's now championship season, I hereby propose the ultimate tenor battle. 64 of the best tenor sax players of jazz history duking it out to see who's champ. If you go to KMUW.org, you'll find the official bracket with all 64 players listed, along with representative tracks. Some words about the rules of the game. Jazz is the only qualifying style. Kenny G, Boots Randolph, and the Sexy Sax Man are not eligible. Most importantly, the championship is only open to tenor sax players. Finally, this competition is totally unfair, subjective, unscientific, and specious. I'm the only judge, and my opinions are the final word. There were some fierce matchups in the first round. Rahsaan Roland Kirk advanced over Eddie Harris, but not without controversy, as he showed up playing three saxes at the same time. The play of the week, though, goes to Johnny Griffin, who scorched the competition with some fast and clean variations on I Got Rhythm. Stay tuned for next time as we follow the road to the championship game.
As we come into musical space, I'm Fletcher Powell here along, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And this is pretty fun, what you've got going on here. Tell me just for a second about how in the world you came up with this.
Well, here in Wichita, we're crazy about basketball. And I don't know. It's funny, right? Because I don't really like competition in music. Art versus quantization via points doesn't really translate well. So I hope people take this with a grain of salt. But I've always had this fantasy of, like, what if all these great players were together in one room and they just kind of mutually decided who was best?
Yeah, and you mentioned a number of different players, of course, in the piece just now. But let's take a look at some of these who made it past the first round. And let's just go through a couple of them and talk about who they took out and why they moved on into the next round.
Great.
Let's start out with Coleman Hawkins. He took down Warren Marsh.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some of the early players, and Coleman Hawkins represents the Kansas City sound. So just up the road, just up the road, jazz history was born in the 1930s. This is Body and Soul, which is the quintessential tenor ballad. Coleman Hawkins, I don't know, in my mind, became the first tenor sax hero with this tune. It was really successful for him, and ever since then, every tenor sax player had to play this tune because, it's just so iconic. I heard Dexter Gordon do this tune live once, and he talked about how important it was to him. But Coleman Hawkins was the first one to take this tune and make it kind of a signature piece. So here you go, Body and Soul by Coleman Hawkins. Mm-hmm.
Coleman Hawkins from Kansas City. Somebody else from Kansas City, Ben Webster, who took out Bud Johnson.
Right. Yeah. It's funny how the first round matchups worked out. So all these Kansas City players were playing against each other. Bud Johnson was also from there. But Ben Webster, yeah, he traveled with Duke Ellington for a long time and made it on this really successful record, Cottontail, from 1940. Okay, the next matchup I want to talk about is Sonny Stitt, who beat out Roscoe Mitchell. Roscoe Mitchell was one of the avant-garde Chicago players. He played in the Art Ensemble of Chicago and just really took things way far out in left field, a real groundbreaking thing. I hate to put anybody above him, but Sonny Stitt was one of the people that really participated in these tenor battles in the clubs in the 50s. And he's doing one of these things that I think kind of sums up what a tenor battle is all about, with some fast playing on an old tune. And also he's playing with this amazing band with Bud Powell on piano. So I wanted to make sure everybody got to hear this one. This is Sonny Stitt playing All God's Chillin' Got Rhythm.
Mentioned Sonny Stitt there with Bud Powell. Benny Golson playing with another major group, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Benny Golson taking down Benny Maupin.
Right, the Battle of the Bennies. Yeah. a lot of great highlights from this matchup. Let's see, Benny Maupin was another one of the Miles Davis alums, so amazing player. But this solo, Benny Golson playing with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers on this tune, Moanin', is just an amazing solo. The way he paces it, because Benny Golson was also a famous composer. He was in Hollywood, and he wrote a lot of soundtrack things. He wrote for MASH and a couple other, you know, TV shows in the 70s. But he told me a couple weeks ago that, yes, he's still alive. One of these jazz greats. He's still kicking, still sounding awesome. And he was in town a couple weeks ago, and he told me that his time with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers was his favorite time of his whole career. He made this recording in 1958. And as a composer, you can hear how he paces the whole solo. It starts out really almost modest and very, very understated. And by the end, it reaches this fever pitch. So listen to this solo to the end, please. Benny Golson playing Moanin'.
You mentioned in your piece Rahsaan Roland Kirk getting a little bit of a leg up playing three different saxophones at once, Kirk taking out Eddie Harris.
Right, yeah, we had a big argument on the court on this one. Coaches were arguing with the refs because Kirk brought in three saxophones. He had them all in his mouth at the same time, and he was playing in harmony. They couldn't find any rules on the books about not doing this. So in the end, he prevailed. This is Blues for Alice on an album, We Free Kings, from 1961. With a matchup between two really modern players. David Murray is somebody, he's kind of a secret, but one of the favorites of mine. But he was beat out by Chris Potter, who I don't know, if you're at a cocktail party and somebody says, oh, who's your favorite modern tenor sax player? Just say Chris Potter and nobody will argue. He plays with everybody and he's got an amazing voice and he's got an amazing technique. This is one of his tunes from, it's a title tune from his album Vertigo from 1998.
And we'll take it out there with Chris Potter. Next time around, of course, we'll take it all the way through the championship round. We'll see who advances and takes the crown at the end of this whole shebang.
Can't wait, Fletcher. Thank you so much.
Neither can I. Thanks a lot, Mark. And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. Thank you.